So welcome to our Connections Over Coffee. I love it. I'm all coffeed out, so I don't have my cup of coffee sitting here next to my computer. I was just sharing. Yeah, Debbie's got hers. Good, good, good. I was just sharing with everyone. Oh, there's Carmela's, that I actually went
Got
out
mine.
with. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, Sally's got a great cup. So anyhow, I went out with Jen this morning, and we went to Scramblers for those of you that are Central Ohio. I don't know if you have a Scramblers where you are, but it's kind of a fun little restaurant. And so I'm kind of all coffeed out today, but that's good. Oh, yeah. Linda's got her own cup. I see your logo. Yes, that's your logo. Yeah, I have a couple of cups with my logo on too. So that's another whole conversation for another time in the Build a Better Business, having our logos. Sally, do you have anything with your logo on it? Do you use at trade shows?
I have my notepads.
Okay. Okay. Well, I
Yeah,
did get a
but I could
couple
play
of
it with.
mugs.
Yeah, but just my table.
Okay.
Brad, I have my logo on that, on my
Okay.
tablecloth. But you also
Well,
have your banner, don't you?
yeah.
Oh yeah, my banner too.
Yeah. Well, for me, and again, this is Mason, for those of you that know who Mason is in our writers group. He actually has started a little sideline for his whole lane that he's in and writing and inspirational and those types of writings. And he is putting sayings and verses on coffee mugs, and he has started an actual little store. Now I don't know if it's through Shopify, but it's one of those, or Square Up. I'm not sure where he's putting it, but he is creating a little store, and he keeps encouraging me that I need to have a store with some logo stuff for myself, for what I'm doing. So it's kind of, in back here. This is the back burner, so it's kind of back there on the back burner that maybe I should do that. So if anyone else is thinking in those lines, we can maybe struggle through that together and figure that out. So anyway, I did upload and start a Shopify store, but I don't have anything in it yet, so I haven't advertised it. It's just hanging out there. But it's called, again, are you ready? Freestyle Living. So who knew? So anyway, I'll let you know how that progresses. I don't have anything in my store yet, so I have to learn. I have to teach myself how. And again, when you look out there at what's going on across the marketplace, a ton of people have figured it out. So just like I always say, I am smart enough to figure it out. So for me, it's just time. It's just allowing myself time to get in front of my computer and let it be messy, just kind of muddle through it and let it be messy until it is no longer messy, and just figure it out as we all do. And I believe, looking at the group that I have right here on this call, we all have that skill, and we've all done that. Am I right? Yes, we've all decided someplace we wanted to go, something we wanted to do, something we wanted to have, and we have just made up our minds that we are going to figure it out. So there she is. I see you now, Claire. Now, there you are. You're on mute. You're on mute. So you can unmute if you wish. Yes. So
Well.
yes, we see you and hear you. So good, good, good. So anyway, so that's where I'm headed. I just need to figure that out. A second thing that I'm figuring out before we get into today's topic, a second thing that I'm figuring out, and it kind of goes along with today's topic, is I listened to a webinar the other day. And how many of us listen to webinars? Because we see something that attracts our attention and we're like, oh, and we're not necessarily ready to buy, but we lean in and say, well, let me listen to the free webinar and see what this is about. Maybe. And then it depends on your personality as to whether you buy those things or not. So let me ask, just at large with a show of hands, how many of you get sucked in and buy something that maybe later you never circle back to? Anybody? Yeah. Yeah. So I had a girlfriend once, and she was like, I really want to go to this conference, but she says, I just end up buying a whole bunch of stuff because she said the sales pitches sound so good. And she goes, and then I don't have the time, or I don't have the energy, or I don't have the wherewithal to really sit down and get through it and figure it out. And she goes, and I just feel like I waste my money. I said, well, then leave your credit card at home. Don't take it. Just don't take it. Go to the conference, enjoy everything that comes with the conference, and just leave your credit card at home. And she says, well, her solution is just not go to the conference. So my solution is I leave my credit card at home. That way I'm not, I don't end up buying something that I wish later. Not that it's a bad thing, but it's just like, I probably was a little too premature on that. I bought it. Now I'm really not ready to muddle through and figure it out. So I listened to a webinar the other day. I did not buy the program because I left my credit card longer, further away than arm's distance. So I couldn't reach over and, because you know how they are. Oh, you have the next so many minutes and the timer starts clicking away because that's their urgency to get you to buy. And so my credit card was more than arm's length away and I couldn't get it in time, thank goodness. And so I didn't buy it, but it was about writing and uploading ebooks through Kindle, which is a skill that I want to learn anyway. And on my website, as many of you know, I have several ebooks already there, but I've never actually uploaded those into Amazon to sell. They're just on my website for a free download. And so my goal, for the next 12 months is I am going to get serious about getting some of those ebooks uploaded into Amazon. And I this I'm going to say it to you here first. You've heard it here first. Next year at this time, I hope to have I don't know. I'm going to take a stab in the dark. 10 books on Amazon. But most of them will just be small ebooks along with my three publications that I'm doing through a publisher. So that means seven ebooks for me to get online within the next year. So that's my little goal. So we'll see how that turns out. So okay, you girls hold my feet to the fire. Make sure I do that. So our topic today, and I'm going to start off by introducing myself for those of you that may not know me. I am in Canal Winchester, Ohio today. I am part-time here and part-time in Sarasota, Florida. I have a condo down there. And a little bit more about me. I love real estate. I love everything about real estate. It is the only reason that I was able to retire early was because I had done some real estate investing. And that first one's the toughest one. Elise is also an investor. That first one is the toughest one. And once you get two or three under your belt, it starts to sound and look pretty easy. But it's always hard to wrap your mind around that first one because it's such a big investment. And so that's a tough one. But I do have the condo in Florida, and I am looking, just looking at a flat in New York City. That's been a dream of mine since I've been 12 that I've wanted to have a flat in New York City. Didn't think I could ever afford it. And come to find out, there's all kind of affordable co-ops in New York City where you don't necessarily buy the real estate, you buy shares into a large high rise. And then they let you kind of almost like a timeshare. You're buying shares into this high rise, and then you get to have a flat in the building anytime you want to use it. And so when you sell it, you're not actually selling a piece of real estate, you're selling your shares. But big cities like Washington, D.C., and New York City, they're loaded with co-ops. And so when you buy shares, you're actually part owner in the high rise. You actually own a high rise complex in New York City. But only your number of shares. And mine would be like one. And I would get like a studio apartment. I would get like a room with a bathroom. Yeah. So, but you know what? It's a place that I can go to New York City and call my own. So there you have it. And tomorrow, because again, one of my goals when I retired, my goal was I wanted to do at least one international trip a year, hopefully two. Two became a little on the borderline of not being financially feasible. But I didn't want to skate through not at least doing one. And so we leave tomorrow for London, Paris. We're going to fly into Heathrow in London. We're going to take the high-speed train over to Paris for 4 days and then come back into London for another 4 days. And we're going to be gone a total of 14 days. And God bless him. Mark is so easy. We're backpacking. We're each taking one single backpack, period. That's it. Because we're not going to rent a car and we're just going to backpack across London and Paris. So for 14 days. So anyway, so I'm excited. I am very, very excited about that. So, and Sally can connect with that because she's, of course, into travel, and I'll let Sally talk a little bit about what she does. But anyway, so our topic today, and we're going to circle back and each person gets to share about their topic, but I just want you to introduce yourself and what it is that you do and what's going on currently. And then our whole topic today, we talk about rise our connection is over coffee, is that we all get to rise. And RISE stands for reconnect, impact, storify, and elevate. And our last call, we talked about how can we elevate what we're doing in the world. So today we're starting over with the acronym RISE. And so today it's all about reconnect. So I want you to be thinking when it comes back around, once you introduce yourself, when it comes back around, I want you to be thinking about how can you reconnect with, and I'll just read what it says in our meetup group. Reconnect means to rediscover what makes you tick and what matters in your world adventure. It's your chance to define who you want to be, not just for yourself, but as a superhero impacting your family, your community, your country, and maybe even the whole planet. And so think about how you are reconnecting. When you wake up in the morning, how do you want to show up in the world? How do you want the world to see you? And what is it that you're actually bringing to the table? And so for me, with my lanes, and many of you know all the different lanes in the Kathy Benner International Academy, one of them is health and wellness. And so I believe that you have to start with health before you can travel on to working on your wealth. And that's where I kind of had it backward for years in the cosmetology industry. Is it was, I was, you know, I got into that cog in those wheels where I'm just cranking out clients and taking care of business, and I just wasn't paying attention to health. So now in my retirement, I really need to bring that to the top of the forefront, and I am now focusing on health. So that is where I want to reconnect, is with my health. Sally, I noticed you turned your camera off. Sally may have gotten a phone call. I don't know. Ruth is not going to come up, but we'll make sure she can chat with us. And so, Linda, I'm going to go to you first. Tell us a little bit about where you're located, what you bring to the table, and then tell us what would be the theme, if you could pick one, on how you want to reconnect with your authentic self. What is it that you want to bring? How do you want the world to see you? Linda.
Yay, hardly anything to cover there. Okay. My name is Linda Thomas. I do a lot of things with the goal of helping people to live better lives. And that may be largely through reducing stress. And in my Legacy of Luck project, we do that by addressing things now, starting to think about it early when there is less pressure than there would be later. And we seek to remove pressure from our loved ones by not dropping a big bombshell on them when we pass. And on my business side, I help small business owners and people with a message get that out online using various tools that are available to us. And because I am, I'll just say an aficionado, perhaps early adopter of various kinds of tech, I have located kinds of tech that are useful, but the goal is to not just run helter-skelter from one to the next, but to stick with something and just improve your life, make things more streamlined and easy. And one of those things is a platform that allows people to build web pages, funnel pages, opt-in pages, and those kinds of things. And I also show people how to use email effectively. As far as reconnecting, it's funny that you said what you said, Kathy, because this year has been a year of reconnecting with my health. And it's a little bit pesky, because if you're trying to be intentional and going to get the get your eyes checked and get your blood work done and get the thing and the other thing and the other thing, it's a lot. But I follow a coach named Dan Sullivan, and one of his things is decide on how long you want to live. And I've decided that I want to live to 151. And so if I'm going to make that happen, I got to get a few of these body systems in order, because this all ain't going to keep working optimally if I don't take good care of it. So lots of focus on that this year.
I love it. I love it. I've decided 100. You're very, very ambitious at 151. Yes. Maybe I should, I'm very competitive, so maybe I should up the ante. Maybe I should.
Right. So here's
I
the
think
thing.
100's too short. I think I should go more.
You're over halfway done. So no, you got to set that finish line out further. And I decided on 151 for me because that put me a decade into the new century.
There you go. There you go. Okay. I love it. Linda, thank you. That's fun. I appreciate that. Let's go. And this is the order on my screen. I know y'all are different on your screen on how they clicked in, but I have Debbie next. Debbie, how about you tell us a little bit about where you're at, where you're coming to us from, and a little bit about what you do, and then how are you going to reconnect with your authentic self?
That's a mouthful. I agree with Linda. Where do you start? Well, my name is Debbie Marks. I live out here in Pleasantville, just near Buckeye Lake.
Ohio, for those of you that are not in Ohio.
Ohio. And what's next?
Just about what it is that you do, and then how are you going to reconnect with what are you thinking about your authentic self? What's top and forefront in your mind? We all have something that's kind of just, I'll use an English term, that's kind of niggling at us. It's always there, like, oh, I really need to do that. What's niggling at you, Debbie? What is it that you just know you need to do or take care of, and it's just constantly on your mind?
Honestly, it's been writing my book lately.
Okay.
But the thing is, I have to do this in steps because I wear many hats. I have a Melaleuca business. I also am working with my legacy and in the family tree. And I reconnected with my sister and her family and my garden for what made it through the heat spell,
I
I
know it's
have to
been
take care of.
crazy. Yeah.
Exactly. My peppers this year were almost a washout. And so I mean, basically, the peppers you buy in a bag in the grocery store that are red, yellow, and green, or, well, those are the ones that survive. My other ones burned up. My eggplant, I'm used to getting them, really well. I'm used to getting them really big, but not enough. The corn, luckily, came in before the heat. And so now, I've been working with my tomatoes and they just finally came in at the beginning or a week ago. So I've been taking care and putting up harvesting the tomatoes, but it's like I have to do them in steps because they are not ripening fast. Now, my son-in-law last night videoed the rainstorm gusher that they had over there in Rushville, and we had nothing.
Oh no, because we need the rain. Everything is so dry.
It is. It's terrible.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a brush fire between Logan and Rockbridge here in Central Ohio over the weekend, and the fire department was able to put it out.
That's good.
Yeah,
Well,
and
we're
then
good.
there was a fire in Columbus that just covered the whole city with a smoke cloud at one of the recycling plants.
Oh yeah, that was Friday.
Yeah. So anyhow, so we've had our share of fires locally. So yes, it's just been so dry. So I get it. Yeah. So for those that don't know, Debbie is a homesteader, which she's talking about her garden. And she we think of Debbie's entire lane as going green with Debbie Marks. And so she's got the homesteading blog. She sells Melaleuca, which is all organic type of products. So check that out. And Debbie, you also have your podcast. Tell us about that.
Yes. My podcast is on the second Friday of every month. It is called Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks, and I have a wide range of people that I interview. I don't stay with one particular lane only because I meet so many different people that I want to pursue sharing them with other people. And so you can go to meetup.com and find me there. Like I said, I do it the second Friday of every month. And I enjoy it. And there's one story I'll say is that I had an experience a week ago where, we always say in our head that I got to do this, I got to do that, and you figure you're trying to figure out a way that it's going to work, and then all of a sudden you hear a voice in your head that says, "It's not about you, it's about me." And I go, "Gotcha. I hear you loud and clear." And the story behind that is that I wanted to go down and spend 2 more weeks in Charlotte with my daughter. And I wanted to go swimming. I want all about me. I was all about me. And I realized, no, I've got a house to take care of, to prepare for winter. My tomatoes are coming in. So, sometimes we have to think about the fact that we have to step back, step out of the limelight and do what's right. And that's why writing my book, getting it going again, is really, really right up there. Because you hear so many stories and you hear about what's going on out in the world, and all these children that are missing, it just makes my heart break for all of this. So I guess I would say that this is what makes my heart tick, is the fact that life isn't about me. It's about who I touch and what it means to them. What do I come across to them as being a person that is honest and not make-believe? So I hope that made sense.
Yes, Debbie, you definitely are figuring out what really matters in your world. And I love that about you. And I'm looking forward to your book. And I know for those of you that maybe don't know Debbie, it's a little bit of a book that's kind of hard for her to write. And it's about her childhood. And so I am looking forward to her finally, getting further along in the book and feeling like she can accomplish that dream, because Debbie, that's been a dream of yours for a long time.
It has been. And when I went up to Buffalo to be part of with my sister, I made a point of taking Heather, who went with me, is my daughter. And I took her to the two places, the two houses where I grew up. They're still standing. And it just gave her a better picture of what my life was like growing up. And it made an impact on her. And of course, it's my story, and she thought it was kind of creepy what I want to put on the cover, but I don't think so, because it's what's important to me. And I'll let somebody else down the road tell me that's creepy, but right now it's not.
Well, and you know what? I think again, we all talk about being creatives, those of us that do create, content or books or book covers or whatever it is that we're doing. And sometimes you just have to follow your intuition, you just have to, because it's telling you the right thing. So
It
hang on
is.
to that, Debbie.
I will.
So
Thanks.
thank you. Yes. Carmela, how about you? Carmela is my co-host, my co-mod for this particular call, along with Ruth. And Ruth has declined to have her camera on, but we'll let her talk here in a minute. But Carmela, tell us a little bit about where you're coming to us from and how it is that you're reconnecting with your authentic self.
Well, good morning or good afternoon, everyone. I'm so used to I've been up so early. But I'm Carmela Banks and I'm here in Lima, Ohio, Northwest Ohio, smack dab in the middle. I'm like an hour and a half from Columbus, Toledo, all those fun places. Like Debbie, I am a person of many hats. I am a wellness person for doTERRA essential oils. I currently am in the law office, and I work for my husband, so I basically make sure he stays on track with everything, his hearings and whatnot, and I keep him in line. He had a free 3 weeks not too long ago because I traveled for 3 straight weeks. And he was lost totally without me those 3 weeks. I'm surprised, the bill, the office is still running, smoothly. And, plus I, go back and forth with my mother and everything. But recently, I mean, I know Kathy, you will be very shocked and surprised because I actually went to church yesterday, and which not that I'm not there, but my pastor's wife had said, I sent you a text the other day, and she goes, you didn't respond back right away like you normally do. I had to wait a day, and I go, listen, I've been taking afternoon naps when I'm home. She was shocked, and everybody was like, oh my God, Carmela took a nap. So, literally, to be reconnecting with myself, I've been taking care of myself. I went to a convention in Chicago a few weeks ago now, but when I came home, I got really sick. Don't know what happened. I was fine. Got super sick. Come to find out, I had COVID.
Oh no.
I never had COVID during the pandemic, but I go on a trip with a bunch of people and I
Yep.
contract it. So I was literally down, and I had friends delivering me soup and stuff via my porch, my front porch. They were the best. The one person that could not take care of me was my husband. All he said was, I wish I could clone you so you could take care of you.
Oh.
Whatever that meant. So I'm like, just go to the Chinese restaurant and buy me wonton soup. That's all I want. So ever since then, I've been making it a priority to take time out for myself. I'm halfway done with my article for the freestyle living, which I'm like, whoo, this is good.
Yes, you're ahead of the ball game, girl.
I am supposed to be, I was asked to speak, I would speak at different things, share mainly with the Alzheimer's. But I'm back involved doing things there. I just had my walk. So I was asked to speak next month at church. So I'm giving my first sermonette there. I'm a little nervous. So I started a little.
Congratulations.
So it's like,
Can I give you a hint that was huge for me in public speaking?
yeah, this is, and I was in Toastmasters for years, but then, our clubs here kind of died. And I haven't gotten involved. So I'm like, do I remember everything? So
Now,
I'm.
let me just give you something and you're going to be amazing. When you get up there, what, first of all, do you know you know what you're talking about, right? You know what your topic's going to be?
Yes.
Okay. When you get up there, the last thing I want you to tell yourself is I want you to say, I'm taking it from my head and I'm going to put it in my heart. And I am just going to talk to this group of people. And if you have notes at all, put bullet points on a like an index card to keep you on track of all the points you want to hit in your talk. do not write out your speech.
Okay.
Do not write
I'm
it
just going to do
out.
a PowerPoint because I do AVL. But I'm like, maybe I need to do a PowerPoint for them. That
Well,
would
and if, but again, you just want the bullet points, and
right.
then you want to talk, you want to take what you have in your head, bring it down into your heart, and then just talk to that crowd, just like you would talk to your best girlfriend.
Okay. That's a good point because
Don't feel like you're giving a speech. You're just gonna, and even if you have someone in the audience that you can just talk to, sometimes that's helpful. Instead of seeing that whole sea of faces out there, just pick that girlfriend that's about halfway back so it makes you look like you're looking at the crowd, but you're really talking to her.
oh, good. Thank you. Good
And
point.
just talk from the heart. And when you do that, when you genuinely do that, it changes the whole impact of your message.
Okay. So I'm looking forward. It's not until October 20th, but I'm like again ahead of the game. But I'm back into decorating. So I'm like relaunching my business that I kind of put on the back burner while
Okay.
doing event planning and decorating. So I have
And
a
for those of you that don't know Carmela, she has quite the skill set in that, by the way.
I'm doing a 60th surprise birthday party, and that's in 2 weeks. I did one back in July. And then it's so funny, I had one of the youth. He was named Homecoming King at the high school Jade graduated from. So he runs up to me and it's like, Miss Carmela, you know how much I love you. And I'm like, yeah, I love you too. And he's just like, so can I book you for my graduation party slash my birthday party? And I'm like, so it's two in one. He goes, my graduation party is going to be on my birthday. So, and I'm like, do you have a date so I know and I can pencil it? So, and then his mom's like, whatever you need, I'm paying for it. But how are you so creative? And you know, they're like, how are you so creative? I'm like, some days I don't know. I was talking to one of the ladies where I go and sometimes I may buy a lot of my product and or rent something. And she told me, she says, you know, I says, my brain, sometimes I wish I could just like shut it off where the creativity part was not there because I'll come up with an idea and I'm like, I know I can do this. And she's like, that's the worst thing. And I go, I know. And then I'm like, then I come to you. How do I make this happen? I have an idea. I have a plan, you know, a plan and a path, but it's something that I enjoy and I'm, and you know, for it to come alive again, I'm feeling so much better, you know, about myself and everything. And then of course, you know, my husband's like, oh, what are you doing now? So he just told me that I'm not allowed to decorate our house and yard with hay and pumpkins this year. He hates that. I'm going, you know, I live here too. He's just like, oh, ew. But you know, he seems to forget that autumn is my favorite season. Hence, we got married in autumn. So I'm thinking, you know, I love the colors and everything. I mean, September 1st, my dining room was already decorated. So I just need to move it outside. But yeah. But, and also just to kind of piggyback on what Linda said, I've been also taking care of my health. Little things, you know, drinking water, trying to walk, different things because. You know, my mom once told me, she says, nobody is going to take care of you like you. And, you know, sometimes those little things. So, hence, you know, me sometimes taking naps. I didn't realize I push myself so much and I'm always busy. So now people are like, you're always going someplace. I'm like, man, was I that bad to the point now just to sit at home, you know? Watch a movie because my husband's like, you're falling asleep. I thought you were going to watch this movie. And I'm like, apparently, my eyes are saying no. My mind is saying, yeah, I want to watch it. But, you know, we have streaming. So I'm sure I'll catch it some other time. It's not that important. But making sure I'm getting plenty of rest, you know, I'm eating, drinking water. I mean, those little things that we take for granted. added, I'm putting that in check, one of the things.
I agree with that, and I'm gonna quote it's I think it's a Confucius saying, and so listen to this. A healthy man has 1,000 wishes. A sick man only has one. So I think we have to get our health up there on the totem pole. And I know what happens. So many of us over the years, I mean, I was a single mom. I remember thinking, I got to pay the bills. I got to pay the rent. I got to get groceries. I've got this child I have to take care of. I gotta. And after a while, I think it becomes a way of life. It becomes a habit. It became, because when I finally retired from the salon industry, my biggest fear was that I was going to be bored because I was so used to packing my day for 12 hours every single day that I thought, what am I going to do if I'm not that busy? And I had to actually give myself permission to say, it's okay not to be busy every single minute. How many of us sit down and we go, I really ought to be doing something instead of just sitting here? And I think we have to give ourselves permission. So, Linda, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I just wanted to say kudos to you, Carmela, because you're actually listening to your body. And I think that's what we're all trying to get better at. And your mind said, I want to do this, but your body said, I need rest. And good for you. You're listening.
Yep, I agree. Yes.
It's about time, as my daughter tells me.
And sometimes those around us can see it more clear than we can see it. Yeah. So good job. Yeah. Let's move over to Sally. Sally, tell us where you're coming to us from and a little bit about what you do and how are you reconnecting with your authentic self?
I am in Canal Winchester, outside of Canal Winchester, very close to Kathy. I own a travel agency, Mermaid Travel, and I've been doing that for it's getting close to 20 years. And I've
I
always
cannot
worked
believe
from
it's
home.
been 20 years, Sally. Oh my goodness.
I lose track of things, but yeah, well, John's been gone almost 9 years.
Wow,
My
wow,
late
wow.
husband. It's a full service travel agency, but I do mostly tours, group tours for senior citizens. It's a great way for them to experience, and for me to experience different cultures, different just ways of life, and they don't have to do anything except get on the bus, pay, of course, get on the bus and get on off. Everything is taken care of. That's, a lot of people like it. That's why they like it so much, because everything is taken care of for them. But I also do my group going to Australia, and I don't just do focus on the United States or just group travel. I do it all, but also I help if people need help with their if they have disability. I'm working on a cruise right now with somebody that's in a wheelchair, and she has to have a specific type of cabin. So I work with this a couple of accessible groups, Scoot Around and Special Needs at Sea, so it can make sure that people who thought they can't travel really can. So that's a focus of my business too. The other question is a little harder, Carmela. I'm a lot like you. When I'm sitting on the sofa and my husband's looking at me, he says, I know you're thinking about getting up and doing something. You just can't sit. And my mind almost never shuts up. So Ed was telling me that men have a nothing box. So if they're just staring like blankly, like they do often, and you say, what are you thinking of? He says, nothing. Just in his nothing box. I don't have one of those. I don't think most women have one either. But I'm trying to get in better touch with my health. I've had some issues with my gut, not to go into specifics, but I'm working on getting that better so I feel better traveling, because it's stopped me from going to Paris with that problem. So So it's really important that I get my health in order. I've been doing physical therapy for my arm, so that will help. And after I'm cleared the next time to go to the doctor, he said I could start swimming and go for it. But so
Good, good,
those
good.
are, yeah, those are things I do. I'm doing for me to bring out my authentic. You know, I've talked about painting for a long time, and it's always that afraid to start because you're not going to be any good at it. I said I just have to start. You have to start, but I think that will
Right.
connect me more with me and what I'm interested in.
I love that. And
Creating. I love to create.
yeah, close here in Canal Winchester, we have a really great art guild, and Sally and I have a mutual friend, Connie, that's involved in the art guild. So that might be a good way to explore all of that creativity. Yeah, I
It's not
love
just
that.
with art, it's, you know, with my house, with the outdoors, with cooking.
Sally loves to cook and create her own version of recipes. And again, when I look at her, I'm like, how does she do that? You know, for me, I've been one of these, you know, I play by the rules. So if it says a pinch of this and a touch of that, I'm like, what's a pinch? How much is a pinch? You know, so I envy that in Sally, that she can. It can be creative like that. So there's all kinds of ways that we can be creative. So,
Oh, yeah.
but I am seeing a common theme of health here, you know. So for you youngsters that are listening in, you know, pay attention. It's a lot easier to work on your health earlier than to try to reverse some bad
No
things later.
kidding.
Yeah. So, yes, thank you, Sally. Let's go over to Elise. Elise, how about you? Speaking of youngsters in the group.
As soon as you said that, I'm like, of course I get to go next, right? Well, hello, beautiful people. It's wonderful to see everybody. It's so nice to hop back in and see some familiar faces. My name is Elise. I'm coming to you out of Reynoldsburg, Ohio. So, Columbus, Ohio area, just a little bit east, southeast. And what I do is I'm an executive assistant, but I specialize in helping people get organized and helping them work through like tech savvy things. So, building your websites and getting into your file management, since that can be kind of tough, especially as we're working in the new age and there's so many different programs to do just about the same thing, right? And to reconnect with my authentic self, I thought this was like the perfect topic. As always, I always hop in here and we're having such a great conversation. Reconnecting with myself lately has been okay. It's been almost 365. It's almost been another year. My birthday's coming up in a couple weeks, and I'm like, 29? What do you mean 29? We were just in high school. What do you mean? We just went to undergrad. Like, it's so much of, oh my goodness, where is this time going? But also trying to enjoy the journey. So just like a lot of us in the group talking about taking care of your health. Seriously, like it even to be the baby of the group and 29, right? We still have to make sure that we're taking care of the things early instead of waiting to have to deal with them later. And I find that just like all of us, I don't make time for myself. I'm a doer of many things and much stuff, and I'm always on the run. And I always like, I swear, my family, both sides, is workhorses. So all I've ever seen is work, work, work. And it's telling yourself that you do deserve to sit down and not do anything, even though you're thinking about getting up and running into the next room because that one dish is in the sink. And oh, I need to finish this, right? So reconnecting has been trying to find what it is that I actually want to be doing so that I can enjoy it. And then putting in my mind and accepting that I deserve these things. And in order to be my best self, I have to enjoy that and enjoy what I'm doing.
Oh, and how many of us, oh, in our early years, I remember when I was 29, it was like, okay, I just need to find a job where I can punch a time clock. And it didn't matter whether I even liked the job or not. I just needed to be able to pay the rent and buy the groceries and have a decent car that I could even get to work. And then, of course, being a single mom, I had to figure out then the extra cash to pay for childcare so that I could go get a job and pay the bills. And so finding something that I enjoyed wasn't even on the radar. It was like, what's going to pay the bills? And and my mom, I can still hear her again, a whole generation ahead of me. I can still hear her talking in my ear, "Oh, honey, please don't get a job in a factory," because she had been a factory worker for 30 years. And she was like, "Don't get a job in a factory. Just, find something else." And so I always had that in the back of my mind. And so I never even explored the factory work because I knew I would disappoint my mother if I did. And so anyway, it's different in different generations, but I think the problems that we're trying to solve are the same, no matter what generation we're in. I think the problems are the same. And it's just how we decide to solve them. So kudos to you, Elise, for searching for something that you're going to enjoy. That is going to make a huge difference to you 30 years down the road. And I didn't find that till I was in my 40s, by the way,
Thank
in the
you.
salon industry. And I finally found a career that I loved. I loved everything about the salon business. And again, I like to be busy and I loved all that busyness, all the people talking and the customers coming and going and just
Right.
everybody was busy and moving and the whole I had like 12 stylists all in the same building with me and they were all just crazy, crazy busy and 200 women a week coming and going. And even though that was a really crazy time, that 25 years that I did that, I can remember. And for those of you creatives out there, I can remember that if I had a quiet moment and I could just observe all the busyness and craziness going on around me, I remember feeling almost like a mom with her kids. It was kind of like, oh, everybody's making a living out of this salon, and I'm the one that created this. I created this, and I'm supporting with not now, not that the girls weren't hustling, don't get me wrong, they were doing the work. And I too had my own client base, but I allowed space, I held space for that group of stylists to make a living and support their families. And I'm not saying they couldn't have done it without me. I'm just saying that I was so grateful to be a part of their success. And so that did my heart good. So yes, yeah, so I love it that you're looking for something that you love. And I think you're there already, with what you're doing currently. I think you love that. I think you just would love it if you had more of it.
For sure.
Yeah, I love that. Ruth, how about you? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. I can come up on camera.
Okay, it's up to you. I didn't know if you were feeling up to it today, because again, as with
I
all the
don't think I can though. I think you're going to have to give me.
oh, you know what? Let me see what I can do here.
I think I was multitasking when you asked me before or something.
Okay, there you go. You should have the little button to click.
Okay.
And she'll be coming on here in a moment. And Sherry, are you with us or did your computer sign you in? We'll give Sherry a chance to chat if she's there. Again, as I shared before we started recording, Sherry had added a third-party app where it would automatically sign her into a Zoom call. So it could be that her computer signed her in. There's Ruth. Lovely. So Ruth, share with us. You're on mute, so make sure you unmute there. Share with us where you're coming to us from and how you're reconnecting with your authentic self.
So yes, I live in Lawrence, Kansas, or outside of Lawrence, Kansas. So I'm one of the ones that is not from Ohio, even though I have legacy roots in Ohio. But we live at a little lake, and so it's fun out here, and we enjoy it. And yes, it's all good. And yes, I'm like 5.5 weeks past hip replacement. And so the
Are
whole thing
you feeling good?
overall, yes. A little
You
bit
look
more
great.
every day. Every day, there's a little bit more. It's not perfect yet, but it's getting there. And yes, concentrating on your health is very, very important. And yes, I'm very glad that I did the hip replacement. It was time and it was needed because it was destroying my ability to do exercise without it. So don't wait as long as I did. Just say you're going to do it. If you need it, you do it. And listen to your professionals. No, you don't jump into it immediately, but you do watch for when it needs to happen. And as far as connecting with my authentic self, I'm going to take you guys on a little bit of a journey because my personal growth journey started about 30 years ago when I had a mentor that gave me permission to basically be myself. What she told me was, she said, "Ruth, you are important too." And in my upbringing, I was never taught that. I was always supposed to be giving to other people and putting their needs ahead of mine. And so in the process, I lost myself. And so this personal growth journey for me has been 25 to 30 years. And it's taken different chapters, and it's still going in another chapter. In fact, we are in our book club, our online book club, we're going through Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And yeah, we're going to be in it a while because that is such a good book. I read it years ago when I was first on my personal growth journey, when it first came out, probably, or close. But every time you dig that book up, something else stands out. And one of the stories, I'm just going to share it real quickly, is that Stephen Covey talks about he was on his own personal growth journey. He wasn't always the guru that he was when he wrote the book. But his 3-year-old daughter was having a birthday party. And he came in and she wasn't wanting to share her new toys with the other kids that were there. And so he was feeling the pressure from the moms and dads that, yeah, your daughter needs to share. And so he used all types of tactics to get her to share. "You know you want to do this, a bribery, I'll give you gum. I don't want any gum." And it went on and on. And he finally just took some of the toys and said, "Here, kids, play with these." But later he realized that she needed to be able to possess those toys and realize they were hers before she could generously share them. And he said, she needed me as a parent to allow her that space to do that. And that touched a nerve with me because how many times, if you think back to that deal, and I think a lot of us are in this boat, so you can claim this too, that we're always supposed to give to other people and put ourselves last. But until we really feel like we can possess something and say that I own it and I know it's mine, that I can really generously share it.
That's powerful. Wow. I love that, Ruth. And one of the things that I really would love to tap into all of her book club calls, but sometimes it's right in the middle of me flipping rooms at the guest house, and we've been crazy busy here for whatever reason this fall, which is a good thing financially, but it's a lot more work for me. So I don't always get to tap in, but I do love the topics and the books that Ruth is reviewing in her book club because all of them are powerful like that.
Oh,
They
yeah.
all have such a powerful message. And if you're looking to do some personal development on yourself, the books that I don't, Ruth, do you choose the books or is it collectively chosen by the group?
I choose them.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, she's choosing some good books, let me tell you. Yeah, she's choosing some good ones because they're all powerful like that, and the messages are very powerful. So kudos to Ruth. For
Benevolent
those,
dictator. What?
I'm sorry, Linda.
Benevolent dictator.
So far, I
Love
haven't wanted to turn that loose yet.
No,
So
I get it. No, no,
I
because.
think if I ever run out of books, then I might, but right now it's no, it's not. But I do say that I wanted to tell you guys that what we do, it is on Meetup. And if you want information, just let me know. But if you we record it, and the people that are in the that attend online get that recording. So that's so they can be more open. And then the I after it's over, I'll come in and talk, and it doesn't take me nearly the hour. It takes me usually 30 minutes to talk about the material, and then I post that on my public YouTube. But I also send that link out to anybody who did an RSVP for the meetup.
Yes, I appreciate that because I've listened to a few of those. They're very good. So thank you for that. I love that. And just for the group, if any of you are creative like that and you're doing like Debbie is doing her fireside chat with Debbie Marks and Ruth is doing her book club, if any of you have any of those types of events, I do a weekly calendar and I do put, if you're a part of our tribe, I do put your events on my weekly calendar for everybody that I'm connected with just to help promote what you're doing. So I know I have Ruth's events and Debbie's events on my calendar for whatever week it is coming up. So just know if you've got something that you want me to put on the calendar, let me know. Anyone else? I think we've hit everyone except Sherry, and I think it might be Sherry's computer that tapped in because I've tried to connect with her a couple of times and I'm not hearing from her. Now, if you go to kathybinner.com, you can see my name right here in the little Hollywood square. If you go to kathybinner.com, you will find a button of all of our replays, and you'll also find a button of all of the folks that are connecting over coffee. It's kind of a roster of the folks who attend. And that way, if you want to connect with each other, you can just go to kathybinner.com, go to the networking and connecting connections over coffee, and you'll see the roster of folks there if you want to connect with someone in the group. Okay. So I just want to make a way that we can connect. That's the whole point is as Ruth would say, it's all about building those relationships.
It is.
Yes. Any last words from anyone? I appreciate everybody being with us today. We are at the top of the hour. Thank you so much for tapping in. I really appreciate you all being here. And just so you know, I fly out tomorrow. I'm going to have to connect with Sherry because I am going to attempt to do our first call of October on the first Monday of October. I'm going to attempt to do it from London. And because if you gals remember, my whole goal was to be able to run my business from anywhere in the world. So this is going to be a test run. So if you're having a hard time getting on that very first Monday in October, just know that I'm going to be working with Sherry. She is my co-host, my co-mod. And Linda, I may even call on you to help out on that one. But I'm going to be tapping in from London. And of course, with the time difference, I'm going to be at 7 a.m. over there when it's 12 noon here. And so we'll see how all of that goes. But then next Monday, which is a fifth Monday of the month, I normally just have a Q&A, but I'm going to be skipping that one because I'm going to be traveling at that time. So there will not be any call next Monday at all. It's the fifth Monday of the month, so there's no topic. But then the first Monday of October, I will see you from London. All right, folks, we'll see everybody later and have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
Have a
Safe
great trip.
travels.
Bye.
Bye.